Hi, welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. I'm Leslie Osborne. For those of you new to the show, I have two kids, a husband, a household to run, and a business I run by myself. I'm also a fitness instructor and president of a nonprofit moms club, so my schedule is packed. The holidays were crazy as usual, but of course a little bit different due to COVID. Now that we're past the hardest one for me, which is Christmas, I'm looking ahead and thinking about what I want for 2021. I don't really set resolutions that start on January 1st because, quite honestly, I've never followed through with them. But goal setting for the year and having a plan is something that's been working, so I want to share it with you. In the past, a lot of my goals have been about health, which I think is true for so many. People want to lose weight. They want to eat healthier and take care of themselves more. We come up with lofty goals like losing 20 pounds, starting an exercise program and sticking to it, buying gym memberships, new shoes, and we're ready to go. Some of the other most popular New Year's resolutions include improving finances, getting a new job, improving relationships, stopping smoking, and learning a new hobby. These are all great, but what I found is if there isn't a plan in place, it just doesn't happen. Reaching goals is hard work, and fitting them into your already busy lives is difficult for all of us. How many times have you promised to give up desserts and then a week later find yourself face first into your kid's birthday cake after they go to bed? Set out your gym clothes and your new shoes and then hit snooze three more times and missed it. I've read a lot about goal setting and I want to tell you how it works for me. When I was in the corporate world, we had SMART goals. That's the acronym, S-M-A-R-T. And I've noticed that in a lot of the goal setting things that I've read and been a part of, they use them too. So I'm going to share them with you now. The S is for specific. Be very specific about what you want the goal to be and what you want to achieve. I want to lose 20 pounds is great, but having a specific goal like losing 1 to 2 pounds per week is better. That way you can measure it every week and not just this big lofty goal. The M is for measurable. It's really easy for this example because you can weigh yourself. But what about things that aren't so clear? What if you want to work on your relationship with your spouse? That isn't exactly measurable, but you can write out what it would look like if your relationship improved, like not fighting, being able to communicate better, that type of thing. You can write down exactly what it would feel like if you achieved it. For example, how would you feel if it improved? You could write down things like you like your husband more. Yeah, that's a thing. You feel like you communicated well on a topic that you might not have in the past. You feel supported, things like that. When something isn't measurable or you don't put parameters around how will you know if you ever achieved it, this might take practice, but try it out. That way you'll have a clearer idea of what you want the outcomes and the goals to be. The A is for achievable. Yep, we all want to lose 20 pounds in a week, but that's just not possible. Make sure the goals you are setting are something you can actually do. Look at your calendar. Can you fit in 6 workouts per week, or can you only realistically do 3? If you set out to do 6 and it's not possible, you might just doom yourself to fail. The R is for relevant. Your goals should align with your values and long-term objectives. The T is for time-based. Make sure when you're setting your goal, you have a date or a time you want to complete the goal by. Having open-ended goals are not as likely to be completed because there's no end date, so you just continuously push them out. Last year, I put a goal on my list that I wanted to move all of the storage from my basement to the attic, then make the basement a large playroom. In that time, I did do a lot to the basement, but it's far from complete. I know now it's because I didn't have an end date in mind. This year, I'm going to have an end date and have an event that coincides with it. So maybe I need to have it done by my son's birthday so that they can go down there and play with their friends. SMART goals are definitely something that help me, but there's so much more that I do to meet my goals. The first thing is I put the list where I can see it. Mine lives on the side of my fridge. Yes, it's strange to have it where everyone can see it, but it actually helps me to talk about it with people because it holds me accountable and it also gets me excited all over again to get to the goal just by talking about it with people. I also make monthly goals. Yearly goals are good, but they're usually very big. So like if you look at the yearly goals and then you set specific monthly or weekly goals to get to that goal, it's actually a little bit better. Then I add them to my weekly schedule to make sure that I have time for it. Yes, this seems like a lot of planning, but if you don't plan the details of it, you most likely won't follow through. Take it one step at a time. That way you aren't thinking of the big goal, just that one step. Also, super important, When you achieve the goal or even a part of the goal, like the one you set to complete in January to get to the bigger goal, reward yourself. Last year, I was working on a new fitness plan, and if I completed a week of the workouts, yeah, they were super hard and not the funnest I've ever done, I got a manicure, I bought a new face mask for myself or something. It doesn't have to be big, but something to remind yourself that you did the work and you deserve to be rewarded, because you totally do. Another thing I do is I tell people about it. Tell them when you're working on it, when you get to the milestones, or when you complete the goal. I don't always want to brag to people, but when I'm proud of myself, I love to share that with people, and it feels really good. The other thing is, and this might be the biggest thing, is you have to check your mindset. If you think you can't do something, guess what? You won't. Self-doubting and procrastination won't get you to where you want to be, so don't think that you can't. You really can do this, and with the planning, effort, and some discipline, you'll be shocked at what you can accomplish. This is where daily affirmations come in. I never believed in these before, these big I am statements like, I am amazing, I am strong, I am goal setting. I always thought this was a bit hokey, but if you write down a couple affirmations about yourself and put them where you can see them, you won't believe how much your mindset changes. I usually put 3 on a sticky note and put it in my kitchen where I'll see them. Affirmations are always the I am statements. So you can write, I am strong, I am healthy, I am successful, I am crushing my goals, that kind of thing. You really can do it if you think you can, and self-talk is so important. If you're telling yourself constantly that you can't, well, guess what? You won't. Let's take a quick break from our sponsor before we continue. Here is a quick recap of how I accomplish my goals. Number 1, use SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. Number 2, set larger goals, then the smaller goals to get there and milestones to celebrate. Number 3, put them up where you can see them every single day. Number 4, reward yourself for achieving the goals, even the smaller ones. Number 5, tell people about your goals. And number 6, check your mindset and self-talk. Do that every single day. Setting and achieving goals takes practice. You won't always get it right, and you will shift a lot. That's totally okay, and the important thing to remember is to keep going, adjust as needed, and be proud of yourself for what you did do and not what you didn't accomplish. Start practicing today, and you'll be shocked at how much you get done. Also, remember to join the free Facebook group, Moms Get It Done, for all the tips and tricks. I know we can do it all together.